BBC News with David Harper. Leading Republican senators in the US say they intend to grill the chief executive of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, after it blocked a news report critical of the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Mr. Dorsey said he accepted that the decision should have been better explained. Joe Biden's presidential campaign says he's made several plane journeys with a person who has since tested positive for coronavirus. He was not in close contact and there is no need for him to quarantine. But his running mate, Kamala Harris, is halting campaigning after two people on one of her flights tested positive for COVID-19. The World Health Organization is reported to have found that the drug remdesivir makes no substantial difference to the health of a patient suffering from COVID-19. It was one of the drugs used recently to treat President Trump. France has seen a steep rise in coronavirus infections, registering more than 30,000 cases a day for the first time. The country is bringing in tougher restrictions, including a curfew in 9 cities. The Catalonia region of Spain, Ireland and Poland all introduce new restrictions shortly, as the number of infections in Europe continues to rise. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has sacked a close ally in the Senate who was reportedly caught with money hidden in his underpants. Local media said the police had been investigating the involvement of the senator, Chico Rodriguez, in the misuse of pandemic response funds. European Union leaders have expressed concern at the lack of progress in negotiations with Britain on a post-Brexit trade deal and future partnership agreement. Britain's chief negotiator said expecting all movement to come from Britain was an unusual way to approach negotiations. At least 21 people, most of them security personnel, have been killed in 2 separate militant attacks in Pakistan's Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. An alliance of separatist rebels said they carried out the attack. BBC News.